Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. My kinksters, I'm back. Did you miss me? I know. I miss you too, you nasty freaks. But no, I'm back with another week in your ear, in your naughty thoughts. This is going to be a quick one. I do apologize for not being here the last, I think, 2 weeks. I am always honest and transparent with you, my darlings. I was busy. I had to travel the other day. And I had some other stuff to sort out. So bear with me, okay? I usually record on Sundays and schedule it all out. But the last couple of weeks, I wasn't able to do that. So I'm always, always going to be honest with you. It can be a lot sometimes balancing working a regular career plus being an entrepreneur plus content creator for the podcast. Yeah, sometimes it can be a lot, but I promise y'all that I'm going to give you your episodes. I'm going to give you all a snippet of my life and what's going on. And I'm also going to educate. So I'm here and I'm here and I adore all of you. I'm happy to hear about all the sex stuff that's happening so far for the year. Y'all so nasty. I enjoy getting the emails. I enjoy getting the DMs. Ooh, that was a tongue twister for some reason. I just love the fact that plenty of you are listening and being encouraged to explore. You have open minds and a very, 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 very vivid imagination. So thank you all for listening. If you're a new listener, go back and check out old episodes. I put it all out there and I love that. Please make sure you're subscribed to the subscription option now, where I am going to dive deep into the details of things about my BDSM journey currently. Previous episodes, I've shared, you know, just the basics of what it is and the misconceptions, the taboos, all that good stuff, and just explaining my love for the lifestyle. So I've done that, but I have never given you front seat access to me as a submissive. So if you subscribe, you will definitely get that part of what's happening, the person that it's happening with, and all the juicy details. I am saving that only for subscribers to the podcast. So make sure you subscribe. Visit the website, www.herpleasurechest.com, and there is a subscription option now. What I figured out is when you subscribe, those episodes can only be listened to on Spotify. Okay, I am sorry, Apple listeners. I am so, so sorry. But for right now, the subscribed episodes will only be aired, I guess, on Spotify. if you listen on Apple, you will not even see those episodes listed. But if you're on Spotify, you will see it listed and it will say paid. So you have to be a paid subscriber to hear some of those exclusive episodes that I will be dropping starting next week. So let's get into that. Okay, now this episode, y'all, I am back on FetLife. Now, for a lot of you that don't know, and I feel like most of you that listen, you're not in the lifestyle. You just love hearing about it and you live vicariously through me. And I absolutely love it because I just love educating y'all, right? And I want all of you to understand it's okay to be different. It's okay to like something different. You are not weird if you enjoy anal sex. You're not weird if you enjoy your man talking nasty to you. You're not weird if men, this one's for you. You're not weird if you love your dick sucked, sloppy and nasty, and you want her to gag until tears are flowing down her face. You are not weird for that. You're not weird if you want to throat fuck her like you're fucking her pussy. You are absolutely, absolutely not weird. You are not weird if you like to suck her pussy nice and hard until she comes uncontrollably and that's all you want and you are satisfied and you do not have to come. After that, you are not weird. You are not weird if you enjoy watching her getting dressed, if that's a turn on for you, okay? Ladies, you are not weird if you love the smell of your partner. Maybe it's a musky smell when he comes home from work, or when she comes home from work. I will try my best to keep this as general as possible. Whether you're in a heterosexual relationship or a homosexual relationship or a poly relationship, whatever your kink, whatever your fetish, I am here to let you know you are not weird. So I say all of that to say this. FetLife is the kink and fetish playground for kinksters. It is like our Facebook, so to speak, but a little bit more nasty. It is the place where we are free to explore, free to congregate and join different communities to our liking, okay? So you can join as many groups as you want for your desires. So example, I'm putting up the website right now and I can give you an idea of some groups that are out there. Literally anything you can think of, it's there. If you are a man that enjoys a curvy, very voluptuous woman, right? There's a group out there for you. If you are a girl, a woman that loves to be like called a slut, a whore, right? And you list like the nasty shit, there's a group out there for you. If you want to engage in some fucking pass, like a puff, puff, and pass. If you want to engage in some orgies for fucking pass, that's there for you as well. If you just want to be photographed and be a model for an erotic photographer, that's there for you as well. If you liked your ass spanked, eaten, there's a group there for you as well. Like, if you want to explore being gangbanged, there's a group there for you as well. The bottom line is, there's a group for every single thing you can think of. If you have a fetish for redheads, if you're a fetish for feet, if you have a fetish to play on nipples, there's a group out there for you. So FetLife gives you that freedom to explore your fetishes, to build community. And the beauty of it all is that you will not be judged. I'm not promoting the site. This is not an ad. This is not me encouraging you to go on there. However, if you feel like you can't find the community or you want to explore certain things and you don't want to post that shit on Facebook, well, you can go to FetLife. So I'm back on FetLife. No, I do not have my old profile. If you are a listener that knows about my old FetLife account, that one is not active. It is still deactivated. I will not release the name, my name on there for this account. But I'm back on there for a reason that I will disclose on the subscribed episode. But anyways, FetLife, getting back in the lifestyle and the swing of things. Shit, I've been missing out. Oh, another thing I want to add about FetLife is it's a great place to find events. So if you are a swinger or if you and your partner are thinking about swinging, bringing in somebody, bringing in a third to your relationship, FetLife is a safe place to do so because you get to vet someone, you get to join swingers groups. You can post that you're searching for someone, the city that you're in. You can narrow down to finding groups just for your location. You can attend events. Now, if you're really curious about the lifestyle, there are things called munch events that you can attend that will educate you about the BDSM lifestyle the right way, okay? My goal is to teach you the correct way of exploring not just the BDSM lifestyle, but just your sexuality and being more confident in exploring intimacy, being more confident in owning who you are, what you like, and being free to do so without the labels and the stigmas and feeling some of the pressures of society, right? So it doesn't necessarily have to be BDSM, but if you're not necessarily into those things, but you just want to learn the art of seduction, you just want to loosen up a bit and you want to add some spice into your intimate life, I'm here for that. And I applaud you for even considering it, right? So that's just my ultimate goal with all of that. But BDSM, it's fun. FetLife is geared towards those who want to really, really dive into their kink life. There's a lot of parties that's promoted on there geared towards, again, the kink life, whether you're a swinger, fetish, kinks, it doesn't matter. So that's where I learned also about a lot of different fetishes. So I want to tell y'all this. And not a lot of things surprise me. So I'm on there, I'm on the website, and I'm browsing, right? I'm browsing. There's a reason I'm there, so I'm browsing. I'm casting out my nets, okay? Out in the ocean. You subscribe, you'll hear what the fuck I'm on there for. But I'm browsing, and I'm showing one of my friends the website. My friend is just like, oh, child, what are you up to? I want to see. So I logged in and I showed her the website and she's clicking. And there's a section that's highlighted and it's called fetish, right? Now this lists every fetish you can think of alphabetically, okay? Now She is scrolling. And this, y'all, let me tell you, they're just like tons of fetish. She happened to click on the one that says human toilet. Pick your face up. I know your mouth just dropped. You just gasp. You just like, what the fuck? What the fuck, Tasha? What the fuck? Yes. There is such thing as a human toilet. If you are wondering what the hell that is, or if it means what you think it means, I'm here to tell you it means what you think it means. There are some people out there that enjoy to be used as a human toilet, meaning they lay on the floor. So there's some dominatrix that get toilet covers, like they do like a whole shindig, right? It's like a apparatus that has a toilet seat cover and everything, and it's a thing. And the handles on there, and it's a thing, okay? And they can place this in the middle of a room. It's almost like a chair, but toilet. Without a bottom. It's like a chair with a toilet seat cover. That's the best way for me to describe this shit. And the person lays on the floor, and you put this over them, but you have to make sure the seat is right over their face. Yes, you're picturing it correctly. And the dominatrix can go ahead and sit on this toilet seat and go ahead and pee. And her pee goes right down there on this person's face, whether it's a male or female, on their face. If the person is really into the water sporting thing on that level, the person might open their mouth. I know, I just grossed you out and I'm so, so sorry. But this happens. Now, if the person is into scat, yes, number two, yes. I don't think I have to go into details about that. But you know, she's going to sit on the toilet and she's going, yes, that's the thing. And that's the thing. Don't kill me. I'm just here to educate and I want y'all to know what's out there. Now, personal experience. If y'all are wondering, and you guys know I'm always honest with you. No. I have not sat on such apparatus. However, I think I disclosed this before in previous episodes where I did perform water sport on the given end, right? I did, you know, go ahead and squat and pee on somebody. Hey, if that's what you like, that's what you like. I did enjoy it because it's just like, oh, this is kind of nasty. You getting turned on by this? I'm getting turned on by the fact that you're getting turned on by this, okay? The other one, no. That's one of my hard limits. I am not into scat. I'm not into blood. I'm not into humiliation, okay? So I have experienced on the giving end of water sport, but not to the extreme of the whole role play of the toilet and having someone be my human toilet. It is just not my thing, okay? At all. I mean, shit, I'm a freak, but god damn it, I do have limits, y'all. I do have limits. So my friend stumbled upon this and she was just like, yo, what the fuck? And I'm like, yes, girl, yes, it is out there. It's a thing. But one of the one things I want to talk to you guys about is about tonight. Well, I will say tonight because y'all know I record at night. But that's one of the fetishes that we stumbled upon. Another one that had us deep in conversation is the face stuff. So there was like a whole list of face fetishes. Anything you can think about face was listed. So like face farting, face fucking, face sitting and smothering, face slapping, face sitting. I said sitting already. Facial hair, facials. Did I say slapping? Yes, I said slapping. And her and I got to talking, and I discovered something about my friend. She has a fetish of getting her face slapped. And I said, chill, ain't nobody slapping me in my face. My pretty face? Uh-uh. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Before I even dive into that, I know y'all heard me say face farting. Yes, that's a thing. I'm not even going to dive into that because I don't want to know. I'm not farting in anybody's face. Nobody's farting into my face. That's going to be for another day, another time. Okay. But the face slapping is just not me. You can slap me anywhere else. You can slap me on my ass. Slap me on my pussy. Slap me on my thighs. But the moment you put hand to face, you trying to get fucked up. You put your hand to my face. Oh, that means you're trying to fight. But she enjoys that. She says she likes when her man gets nice and rough. Right? She says she likes when he gets nice and rough and like pull her hair, choke her, slap her, beat her up. I said, beat you up? Like, what the fuck? She's like, yeah, for some reason it turns her on. Now, for many of you that don't know, I am a clinical social worker. So, y'all, I start immediately psychoanalyzing my friend. Like, girl, this sounds like it's a deeper issue if you want your man to beat you up doing say. I know I'm not supposed to. And you guys know I have a safe zone policy. I do not judge. I do not judge. But the sleep face slapping. So when I broke down and explained to her that it is a fetish, it's a part of the humiliation category where someone enjoys being humiliated, whether it's being, you know, talked down to, being called a slut, a whore, a bitch, like. Example, another example could be like if the person says, and I keep saying the person just in case, you know, if it's a girl on girl, guy to girl, it doesn't matter, heterosexual or homosexual, we all enjoy our sexual experiences. So if your partner says to you, you know, take this shit, you dirty slut, you are a fucking whore, you know, you like that, you know, things of that nature, right? And then turn into the slapping and the, you know, nice and rough. But the face slapping, I can't get into. I watch porn where the girl is sucking the man's dick and he be like, yeah, do it, you fucking bitch. Bam. Do it, bam. Da-da-da-da. Bam. You're not slapping me in my face when I'm trying to suck your dick. What? I had an experience recently where the person did slap me but didn't know I don't like getting slapped. And this is why communication is key, okay? I love getting spanked, my ass, thighs, and all that good stuff. I do like it rough. Yes, I do. All that good stuff. Y'all know that. But when the person went bam and slapped me, but it was like one of those, like, I'm getting it from the back and I got choked and my hair pulled and all that. And then the person did a pow on my cheeks and I did a turn around like, don't do that. hold on. I'm saying hold on like y'all know what I'm doing. Jesus, I'm so sorry. But yeah, so when I broke it down to her, like, you're a freak, you're a fetish, and you like it nasty, and you like it rough, and, you know, face slapping is a fetish. She's just like, oh my God, I'm like you. I'm kinky. I'm like, we are all kinky. Everybody is kinky. A lot of people have kinky sides. It's just to explore and put names to it, so to speak. It's about putting names to your kinks and your fetish. So I'm going to leave it there for this week. Today, I don't, when is this dropping? I think this is dropping on Thursday. Sometime over the weekend, listen out for episode being dropped on, for just the subscribers. That's going to be an intro episode, exclusive to those Kinksters over there. Again, visit the website to know how to subscribe. www.herpleasurechest.com. I also have massage oils on the website. I have massage candles on the website, and I have cute merches on the website. Someone did DM me about reopening my consultations and coaching. I haven't done that yet, and when I do, I'll definitely let y'all know. So just keep an eye out for that. I love y'all. I really do. Sending love and light to everyone. We are living in crazy times, and I appreciate you for tapping in and allowing me to be your escape for a couple of minutes. I hope I made you smile. I hope it made you laugh, and I hope I made spark your curiosity just a little bit. And as always, like I said, be bold, be you, be true, escape all the labels, and most importantly, embrace your kink. Bye. Mwah.